Cheap, 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 cheap thrills. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Cheap Thrills. I'm your host, Assyria, and here's your top stories of the week. And now, here's your top stories in gaming. Well, welcome back, guys. I hope you guys had a wonderful week. So let's get into it, gamers. Well. I think I want to start off with this. Apparently, there seems to be some rumors that Xbox may be bringing more games to the PlayStation and the like. Let me tell y'all something. If this come to pass, because what happened? Did Hi-Fi Rush? Did that go to PlayStation? What happened with that company? They didn't buy that game. Everyone and their mama. Let me scratch that. The game should have been on the Nintendo Switch platform. Hell, if they were smart, they never would have probably would have put it on the Xbox. Xbox, Microsoft, Phil Spencer, and the like. Y'all got a fucking problem. And let me explain y'all problem. You lot went out and bought Activision and Blizzard for obscene amount of money. Billions of dollars. Right? And y'all didn't have a fucking plan on how to manage this shit. So it seems to me, and I'm sure to everybody else, that y'all are buying fucking studios, not wanting these studios to thrive. You went through all that shit. And if this plan doesn't, as a matter of fact, I'm not even sure this is the only plan. I know y'all gonna pass this off to the motherfucking subscribers on Game Pass. I know y'all are. After hearing the rumors about this shit, I'm damn near sure y'all can guarantee that the Game Pass price will shoot up. And I bet you that announcement come within the next couple of months. I wouldn't be surprised if that increase comes out right before a presentation of games to come. What the fuck do you want, Xbox? Because now I'm looking at you And I'm saying, are you trying to actively destroy the gaming community? I've given you guys leeway. I've been very lenient on you. I've been understanding. I've been, you know, I've been a bit of a supporter. I like Game Pass. I enjoy it. But I'm looking at the way how y'all are moving. And I know it's been said, and maybe I was being naive. But yeah, it's becoming very clear to me that you like don't know how to manage studios. So my question is why the fuck is you buying all of them? Only to close them down. I don't believe that the Xbox, and I can tell if I was in front of Phil, I'll say this too. I don't believe you believe in that system. I don't believe y'all believe in the whole idea of Xbox. I think that Xbox, the brand, is an afterthought. And since you can't beat PlayStation, nor can you beat Nintendo, y'all summation is, well, we'll destroy it all. That way no one can play shit. And if they do play with something, it's gonna be tied to us and stuff like that, because you care about money. You don't care about the gaming. You don't clearly care about these studios. It's frustrating. To the PlayStation fans who may be hooting, hollering, and stuff like that, talking about, hell yeah, let's do this. Let me tell y'all something. You guys are proving everything that Xbox players have been saying about you lot for years. For years. Yeah, it was y'all. It was the media. All went on and tried to downplay Xbox exclusive games because you want those games. Everybody knows you want Starfield. Everybody knows you want this new Indiana Jones to come to the PlayStation brand. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, I understand that a lot of people out here in this world don't have a lot of money. Hey, I'm one of them. Hello? Hello? But I'm not going to cut off my nose to spite my face. Yes, I have played Starfield, and I enjoy playing it on the Xbox Series S. I do enjoy playing games that are on my PlayStation 5. I enjoy them very much. At the end of the day, I am a gamer. I love what Nintendo puts out. I love what Xbox puts out. I see the benefit and love the games that PlayStation puts out because I am a gamer. But you PlayStation people, man, y'all are a breed that should be studied. You're giving off type A personality. I know that seems a little bit extreme, but still. Xbox is going to have exclusive. And just because it's not coming to your platform, don't talk about it like it's shit. So that you may garner the sales that's to be so low that they have to come to your platform. Shit, you said what the fuck? Hold on. Y'all saw what Square Enix just did, right? Square Enix just told them like, we ain't doing exclusives no more. Y'all went out and told the whole world, look, we're PlayStation, we got Final Fantasy and the like, and you motherfuckers didn't go out and buy the games. You didn't go out and buy these games. Shit, you saw what they said. Square Enix was like, there would not be no PlayStation exclusives. None. And they're gonna be focusing on games that are fun. They can be story driven, but they gotta rearrange their whole thing. Because the shit that they're putting out, though it is good, is eye candy. And some of the stories are very captivating. I'm not gonna knock that. But Sony fucked them over. Scratch that. Sony didn't fuck them over. Sony fans fucked them over. Because the Sony fans didn't go out and buy their shit. I said this from the beginning. First of all, all of the Kingdom Hearts series, that whole series should be on every goddamn platform. Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo. I never understood why it's not on natively on Nintendo and why it's not on Xbox. It's a fucking franchise of games that everybody, of characters that everybody know. And I'm also looking at the Final Fantasy series. But let's get back onto these Sony fans. Y'all don't buy games. You buy a hell of a lot of remakes. You buy a hell of a lot of remasters. I'm pissed off because that behavior is why Xbox doing what the fuck they're doing. They are companies. They need to make money. They need support. Shit. As a PlayStation fan, I'm going to say this. There's no reason in hell. If you got PlayStation Plus or any tier for that motherfucking matter, I don't even understand why the fuck y'all paying all that money and ain't getting a day one game in those goddamn subscriptions. I can't understand that shit. At least motherfucking Xbox is doing that. At least Xbox doing that. Y'all worried about what the fuck Xbox getting. Y'all should be asking PlayStation to do the same thing. Grand Theft Auto 5 becomes the third ever game copy sold just in time. Hold on, let me see that shit. Do you know how much they sold? 200 million fucking copies. Okay, again, and I'm guilty of it. No. Yeah, man, because I bought it for the PC. I bought it for Xbox and I bought it for PlayStation. But when I bought it, I didn't pay a lot of money for it. I didn't pay a lot of money for it. I bought it when it was like dirt cheap. $10. $10 is when I bought it. And for the upgrades, that came free for me. But this 11-year-old game, which sells mostly 5 million copies every 3 months. Who is buying these games? Who is buying these fucking games? Has at last surpassed a milestone with over 200 million copies sold in its lifetime. I tell you what. You know why I think that game is constantly selling the way that it is? I think it's because it's the online component. It's the online component. Which makes me think like, because I really don't go into that world. I really don't go into that world, but I'm kind of intrigued. What's going on in there? Goddamn, PUBG sold 75 million copies? Well, the only games that have done better than GTA 5 is Tetris and Minecraft. Minecraft has sold over 300 million copies as of October 2023. Well, it is a fun game. It's a fun game. You know who I think who's going to take that? Fortnite Lego. Fortnite Legos is gonna do that. And Tetris sold over 520 million copies. I mean, that game was a standard with your Game Boy. The original one. But, with all that being said, do you know that they have a year slated? GTA 6 has a release date narrowed to fall 2025. What's not supposed to come out this year? I don't even think it's gonna come out. They say we do feel highly confident that we'll deliver Grand Theft Auto 6 in the fall of 2025. Take-Two CEO Strauss Zelnick said in an interview. And look, we'll see. Assassin's Creed Shadows was announced this week. Look, first they said that you have to, you know, to play the game, because they're not gonna put this game on this. You will only be able to download this game, and then you'll be able to play it. You can play it offline, but you will need to download the game. Hold on. Cause I saw a little bit of trailer. I was like, okay. Assassin's Creed Shadows, players won't have access to all of the game's day one missions due to Ubisoft locking one behind the season pass. Do you see that shit? As is standard for the publishers, Shadows will launch with a handful of different versions. The standards being 69, Gold, 109, Ultimate, 129, and the Collector's Edition for 279. They are screwing y'all over. They are screwing y'all over. But the ones who pre-ordered the Gold or higher will get additional missions on launch day. Girl. Okay. Y'all can wait 6 months. That game will be $20 to $30. If y'all really want this shit, if you want these tactics to stop, I mean, y'all have got to stop buying these games day one. Hey, did y'all see how EA is moving now? EA Sports officially reveals college football 25 release dates and stars. Ain't that a bitch? The college football who miss college football video games can finally cheer at the EA officially revealed the cover athletes of color. College football 25 confirmed to be on the PS5 Xbox Series. And that game will be coming out July 19th next year. I see they couldn't grab the major league, so they grabbed the very next best thing. Crazy. This shit is insane, if you ask me. I'm really worried about what's going on with gaming and these goddamn publishers. Oh, Madden 25. I'm sorry, I must have spoke too fast. I thought they lost this contract. And this one, Madden 25, will be released, August 16th. Oh, was that FIFA? Oh, I think it was FIFA they lost. Child. They don't do enough. In my humble opinion, they don't do enough to warrant even $75. They don't even do enough to warrant $30 in my book. What? They update the rosters. They give y'all the smallest of improvement by renaming something. It's a scam. It's a scam. Okay, ooh. I feel like we've been going on a little bit too long. We said something about Nintendo last week about them saying that they're going to be bringing their system, they're gonna announce it this year. Yeah. Okay, guys, and I guess right there, we're gonna end it here. And those are your top stories in gaming.
And now, here's your top stories in pop culture.
Child, look at here, look at here. Why is academics being charged with some tomfoolery with this woman? Listen, I don't know. It's alleged that she is suing this man that his ex, that she stayed over his house one night. They were going through some issues and stuff like that. And she claims that she woke up with two men who had assaulted her. And then he proceeded to climb on top of her. But this, okay, here's the thing about it. See, even though she just claimed about this, she just filed the lawsuit, not claimed, but filed the lawsuit. Why is he going online talking about this shit? That's my question. It's like, look, act. I don't know whether you did it or not, but one thing I will say is this. Dude, don't talk about anything pertaining to that fucking case. They're talking about that man potentially said something that, that could get him inside. I mean, that can take him down. I don't know. I'm not gonna say I believe her. I'm definitely not gonna say I believe him, but I do believe that there's smoke, and where there's smoke, there's usually fire. I mean, I've seen just a couple of his, because I don't follow him at all. I don't follow Ack at all. But I can tell you one thing. When I saw his streaming, and this was pertaining to the beef with Drake and Kendrick. Why was he drinking so much? That would be my only concern, because I thought, why are you drinking so much? I mean, like, you're drinking straight out of the bottle. I'm talking about, like, tequila, like this hard liquor, and she's straight taking it to the head. I was like, I don't understand that shit. Cardi B talking about she's delaying her album, girl. Cardi girl, look, it's going to be it's going to be what it is going to be. Okay, I think that I believe that there's a lot of shit that's probably behind closed doors that we are not privy to that is affecting her getting this album out, pertaining to that her baby daddy, for one. Because wasn't it him who said that she had an album out? I mean, she had a red album ready? Look. Cardi, the work is going to be what it's going to be. Your fans are going to eat it up. Like, they're always going to eat it up. You know? I mean, like, I don't. You and Nikki. Because I know you're scared of those. I know you're scared of those barbs. I know you are. But, girl, you have too many certified bops to be scared. Shit. Get out there and do your thing. Because if you keep on releasing these singles the way that you do, and not put this shit on your album, you know, or at the very least, Cardi, put out an EP. Put out an EP. But if you do need to get your shit together behind closed doors, then you get it together, okay? I was supposed to talk about this in the last segment. The finale of X-Men. 97, that was perfect. That's a perfect setup for a fucking season 2. Like, God. You got Apocalypse. And you have Kang. Just goes to show that hey, Disney, let that man work. I personally believe that y'all should continue with the game, the Kang dynasty. I think it would be fascinating. And I said all that to say this. I understand about Dr. Doom and that storyline and whatnot. But you already got everyone invested in Kang. And even if you're not going to be able to use that dude, there are plenty of actors that could fill that role. I think y'all should continue. I think if you change it up the way you're looking to do it, I think it's going to blow up in your face. I think it's going to blow up in your face. Howdy, what are you doing? Oh, that's Halle Berry. She's got a new movie coming out. Say It, Never Let Go. That trailer looked good. Oh, did y'all see that trailer for Metropolis? From Francis Coppola? Did y'all see that? That should look fascinating. I must have seen that at least 7 times. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I can't help. Wait a minute. Megalopolis. That shit looks so fucking fabulous. Now, you know me, I'm always trying to look for a deal when I'm going out to go see a movie. I think I'll pay full price for this. I'm not lying. I think that Francis Ford Coppola. And I love him as a director. I love him. I mean, like, he's done so many, but God, come on now. The trilogy, the Godfather, the trilogy? Ugh! Ugh! That whole family is good as far as, I always thought that. I need to find out the story behind that. Um,
What else happened this week? Chad, I kept my head down this week. Kel Mitchell
from Kel and P. I mean, Key and Kel, that Nickelodeon show, that hamburger show. You see how I'm stumbling, guys. I don't even pay attention to him like that. He said that he was going through some things growing up on that show. Girl, he was talking about that. He got someone pregnant. Then they had an abortion. And then he got the same girl pregnant. And then he come to find out that that girl didn't even have his kid. And that there was some cheating. I was like, but she had kids by multiple men. He was going through, it's unfortunate, he's dealing with a lot of mental health issues and stuff like that. That he wanted to commit suicide. I mean, like, it was very heavy. Celebrity. To give yourself to such a craft, such as being an actor, being a musician, because you're giving a part of yourself out to the world. And if you get on any amount of scale, any scale, you can literally give everything away. Fame will fuck you up. And all that shit that was going on with Nickelodeon, this is probably at the same time that scandal was going on. You know, that dude, he was the creator of the Amanda Bynes show. Yeah, he was tied to him. It's got me looking at these young people like, Jesus. Y'all heard that what's his name again? Justin Bieber and Hailey, they're having a kid. They're having a baby. Now, I did see a picture of her. It looked like she was drinking coffee. I was a little bit pissed about that. I was like, girl, you ain't even fucking goddamn 5 months and you already drinking coffee, girl? Stop. But, I don't know. I'm happy for him. I'm happy for them. But, like I said, I'd be... To hear these adults talk about that young man when he was really young and how he was objectified the way that he was. I hope, oh God, please just don't bring that kid into that field. I think what I want for Justin Bieber, I want him to continue to make music, of course, on his own terms, as I'm sure that he's doing it now. But what I want for him is I want him to fall back, not into full obscurity, but man, you gotta fall back. I think that we are not looking at what happened to that boy. It's fucked up what happened to him.
Oh. Anita Baker. Anita Baker canceled her concert. It was in Atlanta. Yes, it was, man. It was in Atlanta. Girl, would I tell you those women were pissed off at her? And y'all remember she was having it all out with Babyface? I think Anita Baker was the problem all along. I don't know. I'm looking at Anita Baker. I'm looking at Patti LaBelle. I'm looking at Chaka Khan because I gotta go see her soon, and she better shut the fuck up. But I will say this much. It seems like Patti LaBelle is a problem. I mean, not Patti LaBelle. Did I just say Patti LaBelle? Anita Baker, girl. Oof. They both a problem, but Anita Baker. You had these people spend all that money only for you to cancel it. I don't know what the fuck is going on with these older artists and shit like that. I don't know what. You see what happened with Miss Janet. Miss Janet is still out there kicking. Her along with Madonna. Girl, Madonna hit 107 million people at one of her shows. Was it 107 or 10 million? I don't know. I might be over-exaggerating. But she, Madonna still have people coming out seeing her shows. And so is Janet Jackson. 1.6 million. That was on, that was Madonna's free concert on Rio de Janeiro, Copacabana Beach. Well, it's free. But people still turned out. Now, I didn't know it was free, guys. Why in the fuck, switching subjects, why in the hell Shogun is getting renewed? Like, the thing that's pissing me off, and likely for two more seasons. Let me tell y'all something. I enjoyed Shogun. I really did enjoy it. It's a book. It's a remake. It's a season. There are some series that only need one series, season, just one. This is one of those. I can't understand for the life of me where the fuck they're going to come from. Which direction they're going to come at. I'm not saying I won't watch it, but I'm not that excited about it. I enjoyed the first one. It was enough. And then they want to say, oh, for another, up to three? Like, girl, what? Are y'all just that out of ideas? Shit. Y'all see what happened over there with Apple, right? Hold on, let me see that. The media manager, he got fired. Because, let me tell y'all something. Apple do be having some good-ass shows. Apple be having some great-ass shows. But you don't know about that shit.
they don't have no promotions at all about their shows outside of the Apple products. Apple TV is, they have some good shows. I'm trying to find his name. Oh, that's the Apple Plus lead Pete Destad said to depart the company. Shit. Blevins, who's Tony Blevins. No, that's old news. I'm sorry, guys. We're in 2024, right? Jeff Zucker, Redbird, IMI, closes 1.5 billion acquisition of UK's. Shit. What are y'all playing at? Whatever. Yeah, that's pretty much it. At least from this part here. Oh, Billy. That's why Billy's supposed to have a new album out. I gotta listen to it. It's out according to, let me see if it's out yet. Oh, Billy. I liked her first album. I did not care too much about her second one. And even though I did enjoy, I liked her first one. She has three albums. Happier Than Ever. We'll see what this new album is about. Skinny. That's the title of our first song. We'll see what it's about. I don't care too much about that first one. I think that this is what Billy gives me. I was introduced to Billy off of a Apple ad. It was a Christmas ad. And then she circled around with something about like Bury the Friend. That album. And then she went into, I don't know, she's all over the place and stuff like that. I think that she gets, I think, her Where Do We All, her second album, I think that that's her. And I'm not saying she can't evolve and stuff like that, but I just think that that's her. Like, the album that broke her out. Yeah. But she kind of boxed herself in. These songs, like this song right here, I can see her brother singing these songs. I don't know. Maybe I'm overreaching. Okay, guys. And with that, I don't want to bore you on too long. And
we'll end it here. And And those are your top stories in pop culture. Well, guys, it looks like we've come to the end of another great episode here on Cheap Thrills. I've been your host, Etheria. And I look forward to chatting with you guys next week. If you'd like to write to us, you can contact us at cheapthrillspodcast01@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at cheapthrillspodcast01.